Yeah, but you only can put 11 out there at a time, Clark.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you. That's a thought I'd let you know. Oh, not a rugby man.
Oh, good to know. I for 9 weeks, I've been broadcasting the wrong sport. Here we go. All right, so this is a kick to a short kick out to about the 25-yard line where it's picked up by USA. And that does look like a rugby match out there. Finally brought down at the 31-yard line is number 16, McKay Jones. And that's where USA is going to take over.
And Travis Esmaker are making the hit for the Pirates. Well, right now, the Patriots are going to have to start covering everything and defensively, just like they would if they went to K&S Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach.
That's right. If you're looking for affordable coverage that fits your situation, make it K&S Insurance in downtown Harbor Beach. Beach Center Center, looking back to pass. Two men in the backfield. Boots this one all the way out to the right side, right hash, and this is actually intercepted at the 37-yard line by number 12, the quarterback and defensive back, Eli Kraft. Turnover downs just like that. Harbor Beach offense back on the field.
Right now, it's too many weapons for the Patriots. They tried to make a difference on that one play. They had doubles to the right, and they tried both receivers. I don't understand the pass pattern. We're running back to back, and of course, Eli Kraft went over there and picked that off just like he was taking an apple from the tree.
And he was passing into double coverage there, in fact.
That's right.
And Kraft just picked that one off quite simply, but he actually watched the ball, jumped in the air, and came down right on his back with it and held on to it. So it's first and 10 at the 35-yard line in Harbor Beach territory. And there's a flag on the play. This is probably going to be another false start. This one against Harbor Beach.
Yep, and they're going to back him up 5 yards as the line judge is signaling legal procedure.
Indeed they do. So it's pushing back 5 yards. They're now at the 31-yard line as Harbor Beach is playing with the longest field of the night and on their fourth drive. With 11 seconds left in the first quarter, it's Harbor Beach 21-0 after an interception from USA on their first play of the drive after a 30-yard rush from 45 Sloan Classic of Harbor Beach. D formation for Harbor Beach. Kraft is under center. And there are more flags right on the snap. And it's going to be the same sign. The disco move gets pulled up and he's pointing to the right side. So it's another false start against Harbor Beach. They're just trying to make this a little more difficult themselves. It's now first and 20 for Harbor Beach. Now back at the 26-yard line.
The Patriots did a little different twist on their defense. They took the nose, shifted him to off the center, and then number 80 was stepping up in there trying to show blitz, and that made the offensive line jump.
It worked. D formation for Harbor Beach once again. Kraft under center. Klasky, Puff, and Klasky, and Ginther, excuse me, in the backfield. This is a handoff to Ginther around the left side. Room to run. He's out to the first down marker and then some. And he's finally pushed out of bounds in USA territory at the 48-yard line. That is a 26-yard gain for Aaron Ginther, number 47 of Harbor Beach. First and 10 for the Pirates.
Just like that, they picked up the 20 yards and some, and before he's brought out of bounds by Jake Beachy for the Patriots.
Aaron Ginther has 3 carries for 62 yards tonight. Impressive numbers already as Harbor Beach has 136 on the rushing side things and 12 yards through the air for 148 total. T formation right in front of us, moving right to left across your radio. Kraft is under center, and it's a handoff to the third man, number 7, Derek Puff, to the right side in the center of the field and down at the 42-yard line. Game of about 5 on the play, and that brings out the end of the first quarter. After 1, it's Harbor Beach 21, USA nothing in USA, week number 9 of high school football. Keep it locked on.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for bow and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slug guns to choose from. Pick up a flyer with super gun specials, like the Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver for only $119.99. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sight in service is available. There's over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock from 22 short to 50 caliber. Everything for hunting, from binoculars, slings, and calls to food plot seed. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
And Ron, after the first quarter, our dreams have finally come true. After 9 weeks of high school football,
we got our fish dinner.
We got our fish dinner.
9 weeks of waiting for somebody to bring
and
us some fish.
And we finally got some fish. Thank you to the USA folks over here. And this is actually a fumble on the play. It's a handoff number 45, Sloan Klasky. And he fumbled it, lost it on the trying to break free of a first tackle there.
And number 25 for the Patriots, that'd be Tim Zub, who recovered it.
And just like that, we had a turnover on either side of the ball there, and now USA back on the field. USA now going right to left across the radio. They're in their own territory at the 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Patriots. So we have two men to the right, receiver to the left, and two men in the backfield with Beachy under center, moving right to left across the radio. This is a handoff quickly to number 28. Brandon Harper hits the line of scrimmage, then moves ahead for about two more yards, gets across the 45-yard line, brought down to the 46. It's going to bring a gain of 3-7.
Mike Lukowski and friends, I'll tell you what, their favorite hole is being collapsed, so the Pirates have that covered, just like Farm Bureau Insurance would cover everything you need, even retirement.
That's right. Second and 7 for the Patriots. Now back on the offense after a Klasky fumble. T formation, three men in the backfield, Beachy under center. Panned off to the third man, Harper. He tries to get to his right side, gets back to the line of scrimmage, pushes it ahead for about a yard and a half. Brought down to the 48-yard line, gain of 2, brings up 3rd and 5.
Cody Puff on the hit for the Pirates. It looks like it's going to be third and long.
Third and long. And you know, Ron, I'm glad we got this fish dinner, but I lost my color commentator in the process.
Where did he go?
I don't know. He's eating fish somewhere.
That's clever.
Yeah, that's clever. I like that. Anyway, Beachy looking back to pass, and it's complete. That's complete to number 88, Dan Rick. And he has the first down. He's out to the 44-yard line in Harbor Beach territory. Gain of 8 on the play. Brings up 1st and 10.
Eli Kraft and Aaron Genther made the hit for the Pirates.
1st and 10 for the Patriots. Now into USA territory, Harbor Beach territory. Trying to get a drive together.
Even my play-by-play guy is all choked up about this fish we got, folks.
I know.
I'll tell you what.
It warms my heart, literally.
Yeah.
1st and 10.
Bring tears to his eyes.
That's right. This is a handoff, number 25, Tim Zub. He's out for the running, has about 10 yards, and finally brought down the 34-yard line. That should be enough for a first down, according to the placement.
Well, right now,
it's going to be just short, it appears. Oh, there's the marker. First down, 10 for number 25, Tim Zub of USA, bringing a a drive together here.
Well, right now, they're trying to get in a situation where they're not out of touch. That's right, not out of touch. The thumb cellular, that's the name of the game.
We have an interesting setup here. Two men backfield and the fullback all the way back. That's Harper with Beachy on the center. This is a handoff to Harper. He hits the line of scrimmage, then is pushed back, but not before a gain of 2 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 8 for USA at their own 32-yard line.
Cody Puff, Puff and company.
And it's 2nd and 7 for the Patriots, moving right to left across your radio. They're at the 32-yard line.
I don't know where they got the fish from, Clark, but they can get some more.
Yes, they can. at halftime for you.
Okay. I'm busy at halftime.
That's a shame. Two receivers to the right, man in motion. It's a handoff to number McKay Jones.
Uh-oh.
The man in motion. He's brought down the backfield, but there is a flag right at the line. And that was a loss of 4 if the play stands without the flag off the Jones.
Well, we're going to have a chop block at number, I believe it's 22. And a chop block, I'm not talking about out and chopping wood, folks. He hit him below the waist, which you're not supposed to do in high school football. He came from the outside, in, and then blocked below the waist. They want you to hit above the waist from now on.
as the officials are trying to figure this one out.